This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. The organic grain trade was a lot like the Brazilian government handing out loans to JBS. Everyone knew that it was crooked, it just takes a while to go public. There was a shortage of organic grain for livestock feed to meet the demand under foodie standards, so they began importing it. There was not that much organic grain available on the world market either, but Turkish handlers just altered the paperwork, and soon enough they were importing huge amounts of organic grain from Turkey until the USDA put an end to the crime. The USDA was not on top of it. They responded to a story in the Washington Post. It was the paper that was real, the USDA that was fake in this instance. The truth was that the grain was not originated in Turkey, nor was it organic, but the value of the grain and soybeans increased millions of dollars in transit by adjusting the paperwork. Organic livestock producers now have pigs, chicken, and cattle stuffed full of fake organic grain, and all these foodie systems have been compromised, so nothing is what they branded it, claiming it to be. I knew from my experience in Brazil that JBS was paying bribes, and I knew that lots of organic corn is fake, and the livestock they feed it to now is also. Organic corn shipments from Turkey totaled 399,000 metric tons, and soybeans 165,000 metric tons last year. Now everyone in the organic supply chain is screwed. There is a shortage of real organic grain, if there is such a thing, and livestock that consume the fake grain violated supply chain protocols advertised by those producers. A lot of meat should not be sold as organic. I believe that much of it is not antibiotic-free either. In fact, all meat is antibiotic-free, as producers follow withdrawal periods after use of antibiotics, and none remains in the meat. The foodie livestock producers, however, that do not treat sick animals have a higher death loss that has never bothered PETA, or they did treat as to not to lose the premium and just don't tell anyone. They don't even have to change any paperwork. The Organic Trade Association says that they were pleased that they shut off the fake corn and soybeans from Turkey. Any real U.S. organic farmers were getting screwed as well by these imports lowering their price. I've not seen the organic dairy producers post their somatic white count of their milk yet. If they bought any turkey's feed, their milk is not organic either. Right now, the honesty of the U.S. organic food industry and Brazilian politicians is probably comparable. A footnote on hogs. The Seaboard Triumph Plan has reportedly been soliciting for hogs for 9 months, preparing to go operational. The risk here is that if they had the hogs ready to kill late summer, and that is delayed until early fall, the new slaughter capacity will not be there yet. The result can be backed up hogs, the last thing the producers need going into big numbers this fall. The hog market could be at the mercy of how well that these integrators match new hog production to the timing of the opening of these plants. Only so much is within their control. If the opening were delayed for a few weeks, you can see how this could develop into a real problem. Beijing recently approved two new GMO seed corn and soybean varieties developed by Dow and Monsanto to plant there. It makes sense that they are buying Syngenta in order to own the proprietary intellectual property of the company and apply it to their crop production. They bought Smithfield Foods for pig and pork proprietary intellectual property, and I think that it turned out to be a smart and valuable investment for them. China has problems all through its food supply chain, and Smithfield knows how to run one. Chinese consumers also have low confidence in their own food processing integrity, having been sold some poison represented as wholesome products. They have confidence in foreign brands more than their own. It is an improvement that China is now buying this proprietary information rather than stealing it through hacking. Most hacking today comes from Russia and North Korea. If China is to improve its grain productivity, it realizes that it will have to adopt more biotechnology. China pledged in May to rule on 8 new biotech crops within 100 days. 14 GMO varieties were renewed for import. This process still has much room for improvement. Technology is accelerating, and the biotech industry is moving past what was known as genetic modification to something called gene editing, which gets the same result faster and cheaper. The new gene editing process is called CRISPR. According to the Washington Post, CRISPR works directly on the DNA of the target plant or animal. CRISPR can directly edit DNA for a result that falls within the genetic diversity of the plant. It takes far less time and is more precise than GMO techniques. DuPont Pioneer plans to have CRISPR waxy corn on the market for industrial use within 3 years. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa, online at comstock.com, or call 712-933-9400.